Hey everybody, welcome to Marooncast, where we talk about design, lifestyle, and entrepreneurship. I am Hector Real, along with Ben Wetzel.
Hello.
We are professional designers with over 20 years of experience, and we aim to help you be more successful in your creative endeavors. Hey, Ben.
Hey.
What's going on?
Not much. Just enjoying the start of my week.
It's a good way of putting it. I'd be concerned if you didn't put it that way. Well, I guess one of the first things we should be talking about is the fact that we had finished the Orange County Auto Show. First and foremost, I want to say thank you for all those who came to visit us during the Orange County Auto Show. It is not our first auto show, but it's our first official Maroon Vault Auto Show on our own without our partner in New York. Because we did do the New York Auto Show, and we did the largely smaller. Is that a phrase?
It's not
a phrase.
Sure.
But you see what I'm trying to say here. Smaller auto show where we want to test out some parts of our business plan. And it did pretty well, I thought.
Yeah, no, for sure. It was a lot of fun and definitely a good learning experience. But it definitely seems like we don't know for sure about the LA Auto Show, but it definitely seems like the OC Auto Show and the New York Auto Show have a very different vibe going for them.
Right. So what Ben just alluded to there is our official announcement that we will be also at the Los Angeles Auto Show. We will have a booth there right next to Porsche. And we are going to have more designs and products for you to look at the LA Auto Show. And what are the dates, Ben?
It actually starts on the 18th. 18th, 19th, and 20th is called Auto Mobility. But I believe that is only open to executives and people within the industry. And then after that, it opens up to everybody from that point on. So I think it's a Thursday is when it opens up to everybody.
Yeah, so that's going to be, it's like a media day industry people. So a lot of the executives from the big car companies are going to be there. A lot of the guys I went to school with, a lot of the designers are going to be there. And it should be really interesting. Our booth is going to be a bit different from the OC Auto Show, where in the OC Auto Show, we had a lot of our artwork and product to show around and to sell. We'll still have that. But in the Los Angeles Auto Show, we will have some more products that we have developed, a lot of carbon fiber products. We've got some carbon fiber keychains, carbon fiber pens that we actually sketch and write with. And we'll also still have an artwork, but I'll also have artwork there from some of my other designer friends and colleagues. In addition to that, we are going to have some stuff there for our design side, which is called Maroon Vault LLC. So that's our professional design branch. It's what Maroon Vault was all about. And Maroon Vault Studio is more of our media side, where we essentially do this kind of stuff, podcasts and blogs and a lot of lifestyle stuff from Maroon Vault Studio, more like designer lifestyle stuff. Whereas Maroon Vault LLC is the actual design company who designs for a lot of the big brands.
Yeah. So, like you said, Automobility is the first show. I was wrong. It actually goes all the way until Thursday. The LA Auto Show proper opens up Friday, November 22nd. So then from then on until December 1st, actually, it is the LA Auto Show. So it's a nice 2-week chunk.
Awesome. So if you guys are in the West Coast, specifically in the Southern California area, and you are going to be in the Los Angeles Convention Center area, do pay us a visit at our booth. I don't know what the exact booth number is, but we are right next to Porsche.
W4, I believe.
Well, that's an easy booth to remember.
I'm sure it'll be very obvious because right. They'll obviously have the booth numbers everywhere. No, they won't.
But we will be in front of one of the snack bars. So if you're going to get hungry, you're going to see us. But if you are from the podcast and you come to visit, let us know and let us know what you think of the podcast and if there are any other subjects we should be touching on that might help you out. So, and we'll also be happy to see you and meet you guys.
Yay.
Right. Yay, indeed. We did have a lot of, we made a lot of new friends over at the OC Auto Show. We made a lot of social media friends. People were really cool and people were really awesome to have conversations with us. Unfortunately, we didn't have time to speak to everybody for a long period of time. The LA Auto Show is about 2 weeks long. So hopefully we'll have a bit more time to speak with you guys. But we would still love for you guys to stop by and say hi.
Yeah, I met a lot of passionate people that were really into vehicles and muscle cars and stuff like that.
Right. And technically speaking, so I've been involved with cars. I've loved cars for a very, very long time. Ben is a product designer and a graphic designer. So he loves cars, but not has not been in the scene, as they say, for as long as many people. There are lots of cars that he respects. He knows all the old school cars, but it looks like you've been learning a lot more during the LA Auto, or rather OC Auto Show.
Yeah, I had to learn a lot of names. Yeah. McLaren and Bugatti and
right.
All those good things.
Yeah, basically. God, I remember when cars were like $1 million and that made the news. And it is so not that. Now it's like $3 million, $7 million and above.
And all these five-year-old kids are all stoked about it. It's funny.
Yeah. So it was really cool. It was really fun. Again, thanks to all those who came by to visit. We're always happy to meet you guys in person. So today's podcast is, it's not that it's going to be a little bit different, but it's more kind of like a part of being a designer and being essentially a freelancer, but honestly, being an entrepreneur. You don't have to be a designer to experience something like this. You could be someone who just likes starting businesses. I say just like starting businesses, like it's an easy thing to do. I guess it is. It's an easy thing to start a business. It's much more difficult to be profitable at it. I was explaining to Ben earlier today, I had someone whom I've known for a long time and just kind of out of casual conversation. And we were just talking about, hey, I'm at the phase of my businesses to where I'm essentially making my more advanced businesses to be more autonomous, to put them in autopilot. To where I wouldn't be involved in the business, although I still own it, meaning that I would put experienced personnel to be running that side of the business for me while I go out and start newer businesses, different businesses, all within things that I like to do, but essentially additional businesses is where I would be more valuable. The day-to-day would be somebody very experienced like Ben or whomever else that we have on the team to run that side of the business. And while his response was actually really interesting, it essentially was, oh, that's really awesome. And then we kind of went about our day for a while. And then another conversation popped up, which basically went something to the effect of, that thing you were saying about businesses, I don't think that's going to work. And I was like, what do you mean? He says that it's not going to work. Essentially, short story short, it's like, well, because I've done something like that. Not what I've done exactly, but I've done something like that and it never worked. So I don't think it's going to work for you either. And in my mind, I've been in business about 20 years and I've had a lot of fun. So it kind of threw me back a little bit. And this is, this family friend who have known me for, since I was a kid. And we don't normally talk about business, but for some weird reason, this just came out. And I brushed it off and everything else. And, it's an older family friend. So, and he doesn't exactly know what I do. Most people don't really know what I do. So he just kind of he just kind of went about it like, hey, you know what? I've done it. You're not going to be able to do it. So it's probably not going to work. You should probably think about something else. And it's weird because when it doesn't make any sense for anybody to say anything like that.
Did he mean like start something else completely? But he doesn't know what exactly? I don't know.
So it's it was basically like, hey, you should do another career. It wasn't that direct, but that's kind of what I got out of it. And that's only because within context, it's something that effective. I guess another family friend of ours, one of their kids is in the medical field, I think as a nurse or something.
Okay.
And as you can tell now by context, that this person I was speaking with is older than I am, much older than I am.
Right. Okay.
Essentially, you know, all these businesses you're starting, I've done that. That doesn't happen. Hey, look at so-and-so. They're a nurse in the medical field. They're always going to need guys like him. And at this point, I'm trying to ignore everything because it's not that it's a touchy subject. It's almost, at least to me, it was kind of a ridiculous thing to say. And okay, to another thing to point out and to underline, this person did not mean to be malicious or to have a malicious conversation of any type.
Right.
It's almost like they were throwing out information but knew nothing about it.
Right.
So this person is not a bad person by any means. It's almost like they didn't understand. But my point in saying all of this is that no matter where you are in your career, entrepreneurial career or life or whatever, there's always somebody who does not necessarily want you to fail. That's going to happen too. But generally, they're not usually close to you. But there are some people out there who are just not going to understand what you do. And you should not allow these people to... well, it shocked me a little bit, to be completely honest. But you shouldn't... But, you know, And then after further into conversation, I understood where this person was coming from, and I get it. And then in my mind, I was kind of like, oh, they don't have all the information.
Right.
So they're putting forth an opinion without all the information.
They're trying to be helpful.
Right. They mean the best. They absolutely mean the best for me. But it wasn't like, hey, I've done it. And let me rephrase this or rephrase the tone. This person didn't mean, hey, I've done it, which means you can't do it. It's more kind of like the tone was like, hey, I've done it. I don't think you can do it either.
Mm-hmm.
But I really want you to be successful. So you should do this instead. That's kind of, it's still a little weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, so that's when I was like, oh, this person doesn't have all the information. We haven't talked about business hardly ever. And so it was just an opinion put out there. But if you're starting a business and somebody says this to you, like I've been in business a long time. I've heard everything and everything. So once I got the context of where he was coming from, I got it. You know, I understood it. Didn't mean anything by it. But if you've just started, I think that some people it might affect some people.
Yeah, that could get pretty discouraging.
Right. And especially if you're not sure about what you're doing just yet. And look, when I started my first even handful of businesses, I didn't know exactly what I was doing. And I knew what I knew is that I didn't know what I was doing. You know what I mean?
Right. Sure.
So you're going to encounter people like this, and not all of them want you to fail. I'm sure some of them do. But not all of them want you to fail. And I want to say, hopefully, if you've got good enough friends and family that want you to succeed just as bad as you want to succeed, but they may not know that they're giving you discouraging information.
Yeah. It's tough to hear something like that. But then at the same time, it's weird because they don't know. Not only do they not 100% know what it is you're doing, but they might not even know why it is you're doing it. So, I mean, I guess it seems sort of like a helpful thing, but you can't really you shouldn't let other people's experiences dictate what you want to do.
Absolutely right. And again, it's the reason why it's so weird is because you know this person does not want you to fail. Although the way that the conversation is being packaged, if you didn't have enough experience in doing this type of stuff, it might discourage you. And my point is, I don't want you guys to be discouraged by this. And it's not going to be the first time. It's not going to be the last time I'm going to hear it. And it's not going to be the first or last time you guys are going to hear it. But it's going to happen. But just know that, yes, you are going to make mistakes. Yes, you will fail on some things here and there. But to be completely honest, I think we talked about this in another or previous episode. It's about tenacity.
Right.
You know, you just have to keep about doing what you're doing. Learn it. The biggest thing really is, like, if you're going to start a business, become a freelancer, especially in the creative world, you have to keep going and learning. You can keep going and just power through it. Probably not going to be successful. But if you keep going, failing, learning, sidestep, and then go again, fail, learn, sidestep, and do it again, then you're going to, you know, you're going to get to the goal that you set for yourself.
Yeah. I mean, failing feels like the worst part, but it's really, really beneficial because it helps you learn.
Right.
Way more than if you just straight up succeeded in the first place.
And this is, it's probably cliche, but it does mean a lot in this context is that, you didn't, it's not a failure. It's a learning experience.
Right.
But emphasize learning experience versus failure.
Failure's giving up.
Right. Basically, look, this didn't work. And I learned that it didn't work because of this. I'm going to keep going and change it up a little bit.
Yeah.
So there has been a lot. I mean, I've gotten so good at I wouldn't say I've gotten so good, but I've heard this type of conversation a lot, not within myself, also within other people's, other friends who have tried starting a business. And unfortunately for some of them, they did take it to heart and they did stop.
Right.
And you know, sometimes I get them back on their feet and sometimes I just can't.
Right.
And that's when you're kind of like, okay, maybe this person needs a break, or maybe they don't want it bad enough.
Yeah. I think being a freelancer or a small business owner or an entrepreneur or a contractor takes a specific type of person. There's a lot of people that they want to get that great job in the office and they want that office job. And, you know, that's great. There's a lot of offices out there that need desks filled. But, you know, sometimes when you're doing stuff by yourself, that's just much more rewarding. And you shouldn't, I think a lot of people are still stuck in that. I mean, like you said earlier, well, not earlier in the podcast, but earlier today, you know, it's changing a lot recently. People are taking less and less corporate jobs and making more and more attempts at their own stuff. And that's awesome, right? Because that's what should be happening. And you should be willing to take chances on yourself. And, you know, a lot of people that are older than you, a lot of them have, you know, they've had more experience in life, but, you know, every 10 years is not the same as the previous 10 years. Stuff is always changing. Stuff changes so fast. And, you know, maybe, you know, giant 500 employee companies worth huge corporate revenues and stuff like that isn't for this generation of people. People want to try their own stuff. And without experimentation, you're never going to get new cool stuff. So, man, right. don't let people that have been stuck in their own ways tell you what to do.
Right. That's exactly right. And the biggest thing to be had from that, really, and let me just say this, we want to underline the fact that if you like being in a corporate job,
yeah,
that's awesome.
Do
you
it.
Know, that's just not for me or for Ben or for a lot of the creative people that I know. But if that's what you like, there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. We don't mean to bash on any of that. That's cool. But
yeah,
for guys like us with similar personalities like we do, I like being out on the own. I don't like being at an office. I like being at coffee shops. I like sketching at the beach. You know, stuff like that. Sometimes it's difficult to work from home because you're not feeling it or you don't have the motivation. But we'll get into another another podcast of how you can continuously motivate and learn and be excited about what you're doing when you are demotivated on another podcast. But for now, I just kind of want to emphasize about this certain situation that I had, that if I was, you know, well, I started my first business at 17, but if I was like, you know, 19 or 21 or 22 and I just started a business and I heard this, holy crap, that would lay into me.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, and you're going to have to develop a thick skin. And it's not just this either. There's a lot of parts about starting a business, becoming a freelancer, becoming a contractor and owning a business to where you're going to have to develop a thick skin.
Creative or art college will help you with that skin. It's called critiquing.
Yes.
And you better get good at listening to it.
Exactly. Critiquing, you know, definitely in art schools, they will just rip you apart.
Your teacher, your peers.
Yeah. And that's kind of a weeding out process. Where I went to college at Art Center, people were crying. In the hallways all the time. There's one story, and this is a side story, but I'll get through it quickly, is we did our critique, and I was one of my buddies. We'd all left, and I forgot something in the classroom. I grabbed my wallet in the classroom, walked outside, and I see a buddy of mine kind of like, you know, head down, but I realized that he'd been crying. And he's not a small guy. I want to say he's like 6'3", probably like 230 pounds. Like, he's a big dude.
Right.
And I said, hey, we're going to lunch. Let's go. Cause we have a really small class. We had a class of like 11 or 12
mm-hmm.
and we would all just go to lunch together.
Right.
You know? And this was at Art Center, when I was going to school there, and I said, hey, we're going to lunch. Let's go. What are you waiting for? And he looks at me and I've seen that he'd been crying, after this. He got a pretty harsh critique, but like, we all get that. But for some reason, maybe things were not going right for the day, and it was just kind of like the icing on the cake, or maybe it's because of this specific critique, because it was pretty rough.
It was pretty mean.
Yeah. And he looks up at me and he was like, Hector, dude, I already have a degree. I am 36 years old. I'm married and I'm crying. And I was like, what happened? I knew what happened. But I wanted him to explain so that I didn't want to assume it was because of the critique, although it would have made anybody cry. And essentially, yeah, it was because of that critique. And he was like, I don't know if I can keep doing this. So to shorten the story, he graduated with us and he did well. And now he's in a very, very high position in a certain product design company in Germany. So, you're going to go through shit like this.
Yep.
And honestly, if I have any of my Art Center buddies, shout out to Joshua Hoffeld. he knows exactly what I'm talking about. Joshua Hoffeld is a friend and old classmate of mine. And he also works with us here at Maroon Vault. And he knows exactly what I'm talking about because he's witnessed it. He was in my class. So, and I'm sure he's kind of laughing his ass off right now. Because it was rough, but the difficult part about that is that you hear what everybody says, you hear what your peers say, you hear what instructors say, and nowhere does it say that you're going to suck and you're going to suck forever, even if they say those specific words.
You're going to suck forever, ever.
But that's never true, right?
Nah.
You get better, you study, you learn,
yeah,
you sidestep, and you keep going.
I mean, that's the benefit of creative schooling is, you know, I would like to call it a safer environment than the real world, where people are going to be honest about your work. And, yeah, you know, it's sort of like an accelerated version. Better to have that stuff happen early than later.
Right.
Because, like, you know, you want to get some of the bigger learning steps out of the way so that you can, you know, move forward.
Yeah. And to be completely honest, when you do become a professional, after, if you're a student now, listen carefully, when you do become a professional and you do get railed and grilled over at school and being critiqued harshly, when you become a professional, you're the expert. You're the one that people will look for solutions on. So they're not going to grill you per se. they're going to come to you and like, look, we've got this problem. We've got this branding issue. We've got this design issue. We've got this engineering issue. Please help us with your expertise because we know that you're good at what you do. We've seen your portfolio. A lot of times, I want to say 8 times out of 10, that's usually what's going to happen. You will get critiqued harshly because you are at school with peers who know, number one, what you're capable of. So a lot of my classmates at Art Center, they knew exactly what you're capable of. And when I laugh because there was one situation where I went out and partied one night and I had a presentation the next day, but I made the mistake of posting it on social media and everybody knew I went out and partied and I showed up with some shit design to class and I presented and they knew that I showed up with some shit designs because I partied versus like working my ass off because I was still in school. They know what you're capable of and they knew that I could do better. So they fucking railed me. So, and that's going to happen. But, you know, again, I learned from mistake. I didn't party before presentation day and I developed a thicker skin. And again, when you become a professional, you are the expert in the creative industry.
Yeah. I would also add to that by saying once you're out of school and you're doing well, or you're just enjoying whatever it is you're doing, hopefully you're enjoying it, just because you are career oriented or a professional, it doesn't give you a free ticket to stop learning.
Exactly.
You should always be, in theory, taking a class of something. It not literally, but you should always try to find something new to get out of whatever it is you're already good at, because right, there's always room to become better at something.
Absolutely. And so basically the moral of this podcast is that not everybody's going to bring you down. Some people are. And some people will just say things that you may think they're trying to bring you down and they're really not. They just don't have all the information. All that is going to come your way. When it does, brush it off, learn from it. You'll be okay. Even if you have to take a step back to evaluate whether this person's right or not, because they might have some insight that you can get from that conversation that they may not know that they're giving you. And you know, take it as an insight or a learning experience. Okay, this person didn't succeed. Why? And if you ask that person why they didn't succeed, maybe you could learn from those mistakes, even if you haven't made them yourselves.
That's a good point. Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, you're going to develop a thick skin. Don't be an asshole back. That's another part of the rule. Keep going, do what you love to do, because, you know, as a creative person, being able to sketch, draw, make, and get paid for it feels really, really good as a professional.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I hope you enjoyed that little story. If you are in the Southern California district and you are here between the dates of November 22nd through December 1st, please do visit us at the Los Angeles Auto Show at the Los Angeles Convention Center, right next to the Staples Center in downtown Los Angeles. We are going to have a booth right next to Porsche, and we would love to meet you guys in person. And if you have any other questions or something that you'd like for us to answer, we will try our very best to answer that for you on a future podcast. So do email us, and visit our website. It is www.maroonvaultstudio.com. Again, maroonvaultstudio.com, and add us on social media. We have a YouTube channel, search Maroon Vault Studio or I Am Hector Real. You will find our YouTube channel. In addition to that, if you would like to add us on social media, my Instagram is I Am Hector Real. That is IAM Hector Real. And if you've got any questions that I can answer really quickly, I'll try to do that through the DMs or through your comments. If not, do leave us an email and we will address it in a future podcast. So this is me. I am Hector Real signing off. And Ben.
Hey. Yeah, that's me. Thank you.
We'll see you in the next podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Have a good one.